Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to camera, John Richie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning, off and rolling. Of course, getting ever closer now to the Eagles and the Baltimore Ravens with fans at Lincoln Financial Field. An important game. You certainly don't want to be 1-4-1, and a tough game. Baltimore, a very good football team. Not as good on offense this year, but a good team. We got a lot to get to today. We'll get to it all on the phone lines with you at 215-592-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines and certainly join us today for the next 4 hours, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, pal.
Do you know you can fit 1 million Earths inside the sun?
No. I knew it would be a lot.
A million Earths?
No, I didn't know that much.
I had no idea it was that big.
No, that's nuts.
That really is.
That's pretty amazing. Seltzer, would you have thought a million?
No, I knew it was huge. A million is a lot of Earths.
Yeah. So
that's a voluminous star.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Do you think we ever go to the sun?
No.
We always talk about going to the...
Wait, how could you?
You're kidding, right?
He wasn't kidding.
That was definitely real.
No, it's just proof of his scientific...
Will we ever go to the sun?
I'm joking. Obviously...
What a scientific mind
obviously,
Joe has,
if we ever reconsider it, at the very least, we got to go when it's nighttime. We all All right, 215-592-9494. That moon... better be a moon night. All right. John, Eagles, Ravens, obviously in a couple days. You know, I think one of the things a lot of us feel, if you didn't notice, it's October 15th, so we're at the middle of the month of October. They've played 5 games, 11 games to go. They've been bad so far, that's clear. They've been better the last 2 weeks. But anyone that would assess the 5 weeks in total would say the Eagles have been bad, because let's be real, they have been. They lost to a bad Washington team. I mean, they tied a Bengals team that's not very good. They've been bad. The Eagles have been bad. By any assessment, it's fair to say at 1-3-1, the Eagles have been bad. And I think one of the things that kind of percolates in the mind is, can they become good? Can the Eagles find a way? I mean, part of it is you got to win enough games, right? So you got to win games to get to the playoffs, all that stuff. And we know the NFC East helps the cause of getting to the playoffs, because it's a weak division. And 7 wins might get you there, maybe even 6. But, John, when you assess, like, independent, I mean, it's sort of independent, but it's sort of not. But, like, 6 wins and 7 wins and making the playoffs doesn't mean the Eagles are a good team. It might just mean they're the best of the bunch if they actually get to the playoffs in a horrible NFC East. But, John, the question of, can the Eagles actually become a good football team? What is your answer to that question?
No. And I hate how flat-out negative that sounds, but this roster is broken. I mean, across the board, at so many levels, on both sides of the ball, I can't imagine them being able to dig their way out of you know, the hole that they've dug. You know, a below-average team because they have below-average talent. That's the way I look at it. And I used to watch this staff put together game plans that kept people guessing. You know, that had the other team's players confused. That was part of what made us good. We were ahead of the curve with the RPO stuff, especially. It's been a long time since we've seen other teams not sure how to line up. Think about that. Last week we saw it on against our defense. When's the last time we saw an opposing defense trying to scramble and figure out, or take a timeout because they've never seen that look before?
Yep.
We are so vanilla, so basic, And, oh, by the way, our star wide receiver now, Travis Fulgham, has been cut 4 times.
Well, like, he's not a star wide receiver.
But, Joe, he's our best wide receiver.
Well, maybe
Joe,
he is, maybe
he
he's
is
not.
The Come on.
Well, when Deshaun's back.
He's the only guy Carson Wentz has any faith throwing the ball to right now.
All right, but when Deshaun
has been cut 4 times by many different teams, by teams that are wide receiver needy. This guy has played. He's been awesome for us. He's tough, which I really appreciate.
Right, right.
But he's not talented to the same degree that you'd hope if you had a good team. We are able to get by because of the division, but don't think for a second it's because this team is good or able to get good with this lackluster roster and coaching staff, I add.
I am curious if others out there, and again at 215-592-9494, how you'd answer the question, basic question, can the Eagles become good? Now, again, 215-592-9494. John, I believe they can. Doesn't mean they will. They got a long way to go. I absolutely believe that. I definitely think they're going to get better. And I think we've already seen signs of it in the month of October, the 2 games they've played. There's no doubt they've been better in October than September. There's no question about that. Can they become good? Yes, they can. See, here's the deal.
Hold on. Carson got better because Carson played his absolute worst football we've ever seen.
No question.
The first portion of this year.
No question.
There was no way that guy who's that talented would stay there.
Yeah, I didn't think
is just sort of equalizing, coming back to the norm. He still hasn't played great like we saw in 2017, but he's capable of that too. Just as he was capable of the depths of awful play, he's capable of the heights of excellence.
Well, it's funny you say that because, John, I put together a little list here of reasons why the Eagles can become good, and he's the number one reason I have. Wentz's improvement.
Yeah, rather have Nick?
Yeah, but you're taking me down a different
right,
path. I'm not
whatever.
Interested in going right now. The bottom line is this. We have seen clear improvement by Carson Wentz. Even the harshest Carson critic would say the last 2 weeks he's been better. So the mind wonders, well, where can it go from here? How much better can he be? I am very encouraged what we've seen from him the last 2 weeks. The O-line and D-line has been, I think, a steady improvement over the last 4 weeks, frankly. I mean, what happened in Washington with the O-line, they've cleaned a lot of that up. My lot has made a big difference. D-line third in the NFL in sacks. So there's a lot of NFL games that are won right there in the trenches. Eagles, phenomenal? No. Pretty good? Yeah, I think so. The combination O-line, D-line, pretty good.
Hey, that sack thing is misleading.
Why?
Oh, I don't know the split of how many sacks we got per what game, but when we played the Bengals, I mean, that offensive line was awful.
It was awful, and they fixed it.
Isn't that what we got all the sacks at?
Well, like they got a chunk. I don't think they got them all, but I get your point.
I know
all
of them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Look, here's the thing, and here's another one that to me is a
Wait,
big
hold
one.
On. What? I don't think we have good DNs at getting after quarterbacks. I think they're solid against the run when it's inside, not when it's outside, and they aren't good enough at rushing passers. And that's what we're asking for.
But Brandon
from
Graham's,
have a bunch of sacks, like you saying that don't gloss over the fact that we are not getting after quarterbacks the way we need to get after quarterbacks. Saying our D line is good is a lie.
John, they're third in the NFL.
I don't care. That's what I'm saying. That stat is skewed because of a couple games against like really really below average offensive line.
I mean that's. You can look at it how you want.
I got to look at those numbers,
well,
but that's got to be the only explanation for it.
Look, 215-592-9494. There's also the reality that players improve. I mean, you know, basic player improvement and how that can help the Eagles become good this year. Call it the Miles Sanders rule. Miles Sanders last year in December was outstanding. Miles Sanders last year in September and October was probably below average. I mean, really, by NFL running back standards, he was probably below average in September and October last year. He was a mild contributor. By the time December rolled around, Miles Sanders was a real factor for the Eagles last year. Now, who's going to be the guy or guys this year that steps up? It's hard to say. It's hard to envision. You don't quite know. I mean, no one knew last year in October or September Miles Sanders was going to be as good in December as he was. No one knew 2 weeks ago Travis Fulgham was going to be as good as he's become the last 2 weeks. I can't tell you who it's going to be. I mean, Maya Lott is an example. We already
and you can't tell me if it's going to happen.
No, I can't.
For
but
as involved as Miles Sanders was in the offense at the end of last year, he has not been as involved as I want him to be this year.
I don't disagree with that.
And so that's on the coaches. That's on Miles. That's on a lot of stuff. That's on Miles not being in the shape he needs to be in to be playing football. That's what Doug tells us.
John, when you say the Eagles can't become good, it's like, well, I mean, we've seen plenty of examples of improvement.
We've seen Carson be good. We've seen Miles be good. That does not a good team make. We've got so many deficiencies at so many positions that the roster brings everything down two notches. It's not just one notch.
Look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. I'll also add this in, and this to me is a big part of the reason why I believe the answer is yes. Can the Eagles become good? Yes, they can. How about this? How about basic Eagles in NFL history? Which shows us that, I mean, there are examples all over the place of teams that start out slow and actually become good teams. You know, not just get to the playoffs, become good in the process. Like the 95 Eagles were 1-3. And I remember this. I remember watching the game. They lose week four to a Raiders team, 48-17. The Eagles led the game 17-0, gave up 48 straight points. I remember the game. So at 1-3, having given up 48 straight points, did anyone think the Eagles were going to become a good team that year? No. Did they become one? Absolutely. They finished 10-6. They won a home playoff game. They were a good football team. Were they great? No. Were they good? Absolutely. How about, John, how about your 0-3? How about your 2003 team? Starts out 0-2, then gets to 2-3. There's a game versus the Giants just dangling and hanging but not looking good. Until Brian Westbrook's punt return, that team was headed to 2-4. He returns a punt. The team wins 9 straight games. Do I expect the Eagles to win 9 straight games? No. Do I expect the Eagles this year to do what your squad did back then and go 12-4? Absolutely not. Oh, absolutely not.
The talent, the difference in talent is astronomical.
It's a huge difference.
But astronomical. But you got Jim Johnson calling defenses.
John,
you got Andy Reid calling the offense.
John, at 2-3, with 2 minutes left in that sixth game, you guys look like you're on the ropes. I'm just being real.
And you know why? Donovan had two bad games to start the year.
Yeah, well, Carson
And as Donovan went, so went the offense. It took him a while to get into the swing of things, and then we ended up finding out he was banged up for some reason after the fact.
Look, there's a 2013 example when the Eagles were 1-3. Then they were 3-5. The Eagles were 3-5 in 2013. Nick Foles got in there. Magic started happening. They go 10-6. I mean, how about last year? Last year not as much, because I don't think the Eagles actually became good. Last year, I think they became a playoff team.
Because good teams started off slow doesn't mean this team that's starting off slow is a good team.
Doesn't mean it can't happen.
This is not a solidly constructed group of football players.
Look,
and they're soft-minded. Their coach lets them be soft. That's a whole other matter.
Well, I'll say this about the last 2 years. And again, 215-592-9494. Last year, I don't think the Eagles became good. I think they made the playoffs in 9-7. I don't think they became good. 2 years ago, I think they became good. They had the same record as last year, 9-7. But when they came down the stretch and beat the Rams on the road, the Texans at home, won a game in Washington to make the playoffs, then won a game against a 12-4 Chicago team on the road, then played a competitive game in the Superdome. I think that Eagles team became good. That Eagles team, ladies and gentlemen, was 4-6 at one point. So when I assess here in mid-October with a 1-3-1 record and a clear bad team to this point, and there's no doubt the Eagles have become that the Eagles have been bad, when I assess the question, can they become good? My answer is absolutely they can.
Look, get those players that will make them good?
We'll see where everyone stands. We'll talk
about
it.
Because we don't have them on the team.
215-592-9494. Where do you stand on this? Can the Eagles become good? Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, off and rolling on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.